Yo, it's the Whistle While You Twerk podcast with
Megbo
and Isaiah.
What up, motherfuckers?
Hello,
Tinko. What's going on, y'all? It's episode 59 of
Whistle While You Twerk podcast. I had such a fun weekend. I had a wedding weekend, Isaiah. My cousin Kelly got married. I was a bridesmaid. It was at the Manor in West Orange. Have you ever been there?
No, not that one. You looked gorgeous, by the way.
Oh, thank you.
That lipstick was my favorite part.
You helped me pick it out. So they had us in hair and makeup starting at 5 a.m. That's when they started. And so I had to be ready to touch up my makeup all day. So Isaiah helped me pick out the most beautiful shade. Ooh.
Oh, God. I'm drinking spicy pineapple Corona seltzer, and I decided to put a little bit of habanero hot sauce in it.
I don't know why.
Because it's not spicy at all. And I just licked it off my finger, and it's spicy.
Give it a little mix, and then do a little...
A little mix.
All right, now take a sip.
Ooh, that's... It's bubbling in there. Bad idea.
Bad idea.
That's going to come out of my ass burning.
Oh my God. It's going to be like hot lava coming out of your ankle.
I'm going to just chug this one because I'm not going to enjoy it.
Do it. Chug. 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 He's doing it. It's like red coming out of the... Oh! Oh! How do you feel? Your eyes are tearing.
Oh God. That tasted horrific. Oh God.
Are you okay?
You know what I feel like I ate poop.
Oh, my God.
Okay. I'm sorry. Back to your story about the lipstick. I feel like we should just talk about the lipstick.
So it was a beautiful shade of Anastasia that Isaiah helped me pick out for the wedding. And the hair concierge, that's what they're from Brooklyn, a hair and makeup team, they were amazing. Kelly kept saying it's going to be worth the time, even waking up early for a 3:30 in the afternoon wedding. We had to be up. It originally was going to be 4 a.m., but then she managed to push it to 5 a.m. And
I'm sure you weren't the only
she
one
kept,
complaining.
She kept telling me, no, Megan, it'll be worth it with the pictures. And damn, Kelly was right because we all looked phenomenal. And I was obsessed with the ladies that did our hair and makeup. Yeah. So shout out to the hair concierge. Shout out to the Manor in West Orange, which has been around for like 55 years.
Wow.
My dad had a senior prom at the Manor in West Orange. But let me tell you, it is fancy AF. Beautiful aesthetics. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I felt like I was on the Titanic. That's literally what I felt like. No, I kept doing that during the photos or whatever. I was like, I feel like I'm on the Titanic.
Oh, God.
But it was so nice. And they had an electric fiddle band, Isaiah. So it was like, it was kind of like that fast, upbeat. Mm-hmm. But it was a rock band, and they were called Imperial Strings.
Okay.
And they're also from New York based, New Jersey.
I like G-strings.
No, but when I tell you, they made the wedding. I was like clapping my hands like da 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 da. And they had people dancing around them so you could dance with the fiddlers. But at first it started off as like a show. And it was just so impressive. There was this little girl that was like mesmerized by the main fiddler.
I saw that video. I wanted to...
It was so funny though, and he like got down like on his knees playing the fiddle to her, and she just was like enthralled following him around the dance floor. People kept taking her off the dance floor. She somehow got her way back out there. Oh, it was so funny, but they were just absolutely incredible. And Chantel, who was the wedding singer, but she also did everything. She did photography. She was like the wedding coordinator entertainment. You know, and her name was Chantel. She also was New York, Brooklyn based. And just what a fun time. It was incredible. So congratulations, oh, Kelly and Michael. I'm so happy for you. And I also love the girls, the bridesmaids. It was a really fun time and it was very special.
Do you know the bridesmaids like regularly? Or?
No. I mean, one of them I knew, her name's Nicole, and through family, functions and stuff, because that's her sister-in-law.
Mm-hmm.
So, like her stepdad's daughter, her stepdad's son's wife. So right. she always was at family parties, but right. I got really close with her during this wedding. So it was a lot of fun and in general and a great group of girls. It was such a fun time, a lovely, wonderful wedding. So congratulations, Kelly and Michael.
Congrats.
Whee! And happy Mother's Day to you. And it was her 28th birthday. So I was like, what a weekend.
Thanks for the invite. It must have gone lost. It's fine.
No, it anyway. Was so fun. And they kept saying the whole time, I can't believe we're going to have a... Michael kept saying, I have a cousin that's going to be famous one day.
Who?
Michael. Oh, the groom was saying it about me because he said once I was at a party, me and Kelly, and I turn around because we were hearing your voice and people were listening at the party. Oh,
this is the story you told
me. Yeah, this was like a year or two ago.
That's hilarious.
And they said that people were listening to us the way you twerk at the party. That's and she so was funny. Like, that's my cousin. And they were like, oh my God. You that's know, so and funny. They were like, yo, you're like famous or starting to yeah. be.
Well, she's, if anything, she's anus.
Kiss the anus.
All right, so.
Wait,
sounds
kiss
like
the
you
star.
Had a...
Kiss the star.
Kiss
you,
the star.
Do you know what that's from? The Mike Myers thing.
Oh.
The kiss the star trend.
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
I was crying laughing.
We'll get into that later. But it sounds like you had a fun weekend.
Oh, it was amazing.
I
so
actually
much fun.
Had, actually, I had the place to myself. This past weekend.
Did you walk around naked?
I sure did. Sure you know, did. I love doing that. Sometimes I'm like, sometimes I just leave the curtains and the drapes open.
Oh, yeah, I do too when I walk around.
And be
naked.
Like, the curtains do match the drapes, y'all.
Nobody's going to notice unless you do it at the same time every day.
No, but not only that, like the...
That's the only time neighbors notice. Oh, this
the
girl,
windows
she comes
are so
home
high.
From work every day, and at the same time, we see her naked in the window. That's the only time people start catching on.
Yeah, but no, my windows are so high. It's like, my penis is not located on my chest. Like, no one's going to see it.
Do you ever think about your body parts being in a different spot? Or like, what if your penis was on your forehead?
If my penis was on my forehead, so would everybody else's.
I know, but isn't that such a funny like concept to imagine your body parts in a different spot?
What would be interesting is that even, whether it's here or whether it's there, you still can't suck it because it goes up in the air. So
I'm crying.
Either way, can you make it more easily accessible? Thanks.
Wait, I say yes. I know we talked last week, but did you go to any of the New Jersey dispensaries yet?
No, I did not. Listen, I'm not going to pay that money. I'm not going to pay for an eighth of marijuana. I pay on the black market $40. If I was to buy an eighth of marijuana in
like
the open market, it's $65 without the fees. It's $70 to $75 with the fees and the taxes and all that Michigan nuts. That's literally twice the price as the black market.
Well, I went to Ascend
or the
Wellness.
Green market, I should call it.
I went to Ascend, which is in New Jersey on Route 17 in Rochelle Park. And that's what I had to say
Bro.
About it. I was so pissed at how much I spent.
That was
spent
literally
100.
Disgusting. I feel like your pussy list actually opened up. Like the Red Sea. Like Moses. Let my people go.
I spent $100 just for an eighth and some gummies. That's all I got.
No, that's ridiculous.
But, Dirty Monkey Butt... I TBT to episode one, Isaiah said that. But it totally beats the driving to Massachusetts because it takes me 2 hours to get there and I usually just pick it up and go. So if that's 4 hours of driving, I'll spend like $20 to $30.
But I was telling you, like, you're in Massachusetts.
You can make
go
a day
and
out of Massachusetts.
Massachusetts.
I know. And when I go with my mother, we do that. But when I go with my boyfriend, Rob, or... with my dad, they're just impatient and they want to go home.
Damn.
I know.
Sounds like a bunch of old men.
I know. Men stink.
Like menstruation.
Men stink like my doo-doo.
All right. But yeah, I will not, as of right yet, I will not go to a dispensary.
Well, will you come with me to Massachusetts next time? I've asked you before and you always say no.
Yeah, I always do.
Would you
want
to come?
Maybe.
Maybe. We'll make a day out of that.
We'll make a bidet
out of
that.
We'll go to like an aquarium or something. What's
an aquarium?
In Massachusetts? Like a country club.
The Libertyville? No, that's in Pennsylvania. Is that in Pennsylvania?
Massachusetts. I mean, it's one of the original colonies.
But Christian went to Massachusetts. He said it was really cool. Every like the roads are so old and brittle, like your nails. And
my nails are not brittle. Ever since I did collagen, my nails are strong. Hear that?
Anyway, so So, I don't know. We'll see. We'll talk about it. We'll discuss it off camera.
That was my weekend. So, I had a very, very eventful weekend.
I just spent the weekend naked watching stuff for the podcast.
That's lovely.
And smoking a lot. Really? I smoked a lot this past weekend. Mm, that's fine. Good times. All right, so I guess let's dive on in.
Let's dive in into some music news.
We got some music shit going on. Bad Bunny.
Inverno sin ti.
El verano, un verano sin ti. It is the hottest album, in my opinion, of the year.
Wow.
Love it. It is full of surprises. The one song, Después de la Playa, was not what anyone expected. That seems to be collectively a lot of people's favorite song.
Is it your favorite?
It's my personal favorite for sure. But everybody like is bugging out about this song because it is lit as fuck. It's literally, it starts off slow and then it gets into like this merengue, salsa. Like, oh my God, it was fucking amazing. I literally got chills when it came on. Like, I started to like get a little emotional because it brought back, so they don't make music like that anymore, really. But any Latino kid knows that their parents and their grandparents were playing this type of music. He nailed it because it literally brought out all the nostalgia of our youths and of us getting beat on a Saturday morning because we weren't cleaning with our moms.
Right.
But maybe I was crying because of that. Maybe I was crying because of the trauma.
Wait, does he write his own music?
I believe he does. Wow. I'm sure he has a team of people that help, but he's Bad Bunny because no one else does stuff like this.
Wow.
Incredible, incredible, incredible. Un Verano Sin Ti, definitely check it out. That's probably going to be the biggest album of the year.
Wow, so look out for the Grammys for Bad Bunny.
Yeah. For sure, because it was my favorite album that I've listened to this year so far.
Better than La Familia?
Excuse me?
La Familia.
By who?
Camila Cabello.
I don't know her.
Did I say it right?
Yeah, no. Camila Cabello.
Oh my God, I can never say it.
You say the L's.
Camila Cabello.
Yeah, stop saying the L's.
Camila.
Oh, there's a little phlegmy in there.
Camila Cabello.
So, yeah, it was amazing, 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 amazing. I loved it. Everything about it. Amazing. 10 out of 10.
Well, I loved Lady Gaga's new single, Hold My Hand.
Hold My Dick. How about that? That was not a good song.
It's not a hit, but her vocals are tremendous in it. Tremendous vocals.
Better than Shallow?
Yeah. Yeah. I think so.
I don't know. I listened to it. I was so excited when I saw it pop up on my Spotify. Uh-huh. I'm like, oh, can't wait to listen. New and single. I'm listening and I'm like,
oh, it's great.
What the fuck is this?
It's for old people because it's for the Top Gun movie. Top Gun Maverick, which is going to be coming out. So it's a movie soundtrack song. And it's totally like, that would be the credits rolling. Like Celine Dion's My Heart Will Go On.
The only thing rolling is the dead people in their graves because that's what that song is for.
They're excited and they're like, ooh, because that
No, it's not. Yeah, hold my hand crossing the street because I need help because I'm old.
She's like, why is her target audience like old people?
I told you, my belief is that she's, you know, old people got money to blow. They're not going to take this with them.
So she's
like, let me.
She sniffed all the blow.
Let me take all of the old people's money and let me
make some help extra
them
millions.
Forget not. For, help them remember that they're not forgotten.
Yeah.
So
I'm bored.
And half of those old people are forgetting what they have for breakfast.
Now Lady Gaga's going on tour like next week. What is she, if she? The tickets were like $300+, and those were for nosebleed seats. So what is she going to be sitting by a piano with Dean Martin? I would not pay that.
Isn't he dead?
No.
Dean Martin is still alive.
She just sings with him all the time.
No,
he has like Alzheimer's.
That's not Dean Martin.
Yes, it is.
That's not Dean Martin, Megan.
Yes, it is.
We're going to look this up right now.
Look
okay?
it up.
Dean Martin is dead.
No, he's not. Dino Spumoni, you're thinking of.
No, that's not a real person.
I saw your face. Like, wow.
That's not Dino
Spumoni. Hey, Arnold. Hey, Arnold.
Are you ready?
Who does she sing the songs
it's
with?
It's not. It is.
The old.
Tony Bennett.
Oh, that's who I'm thinking of. That's what I'm thinking.
Dean Martin is dead.
Yeah, I was thinking of Tony Bennett.
Let's see. Hey, Google. Is Dean Martin still alive?
No, he dead.
Dean Martin died on December 25th,
1995. Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, I meant 1995. I meant Tony
I was
Bennett.
Like 2 years old.
I meant Tony Bennett.
Anyway.
Who has, that was his last performance, was with Gaga.
Yeah, he has dementia.
Yeah, so.
I believe it's not Alzheimer's. I think it's dementia. And he comes in and out, which is the one, yeah, I think it's dementia. He comes in and out, and Lady Gaga
is there to catch him.
Yeah. Like she did Liza Minnelli. And that, I mean, thank you, Gaga. I mean, someone's got to do it.
Someone's got to do it. But, like, I miss the days when she was just...
Think about this.
Popping out singles and doing cocaine and those dance moves. And she
can't
do
that. Lady Gaga's going to be in those shoes. Uh-huh. And is a star going to come and help her out?
Yeah, it's going to be us.
Maybe. I mean, you're not that far from her age. You're going to be sitting right next to her. Scratching your ass just like you just did.
Yeah, but I'm still 10 years younger.
Anyway.
Anyway, Ava Max has a new single, and you had me listen to it last week.
I'm obsessed.
Maybe you're the problem, Isaiah.
I probably am. But that's what the song is called, Maybe You're the Problem, and I love it. I'm obsessed.
It's a good one.
It's fantastic.
I love Ava Max. I loved her Heaven and Hell album. You hear us talking about it all the time. We're just not over it still, and it was like 2 years ago.
But this song totally could have been in that album. It could have replaced other songs, like... What was that song that I was just like...
Say Salt. I love that.
No. I was born to the night. In the night, in the night, I'll survive.
Put it in this one.
Not into it. But Maybe You're the Problem was fantastic. It's fantastic. I think it's great. I think it's going to be a big hit. I've already seen it trending on TikTok.
She is like the new hot Lady Gaga.
Yeah, but where are these performances?
I know, Ava, come on.
That's what makes a star a pop star good, is the performance.
And her music must be cheap, because we hear it all the time.
Mm-hmm. You hear it at the grocery stores, and if it's at the grocery stores, then it's cents
cheap.
On the dollar.
Cheap, yeah. Like Shawn Mendes' songs.
Who?
Shawn Mendes.
I don't know her. But he looked great.
At the Met Gala.
He was
the
best
dressed
male at the Met Gala.
Yeah, with the purple
yeah.
and the like fuchsia.
Yeah. He looked like Doctor Strange until he took the coat off. Honestly, 10 out of 10.
Yeah, I mean, you're supposed to go big
yeah.
and be like not wearing a suit that you would wear to the Oscars.
Everyone, all the males were wearing just a regular suit. Like, no. And they'll be like coming, and then Camila Cabello coming out with her gown looking like she just glued some silk flowers from Dollar Tree.
She looked bad. What do you think they said to each other?
She was like, do you want me to help you download Grindr?
Wait, anyway. Did you see, I just want to touch on the Met Gala because I know we didn't talk about it. I know like all the Kardashians didn't look that great, but everyone talks about Kylie and the cat. You know why she wore that outfit? It's not because she wanted to. It's because it was the guy who passed away from Louis Vuitton, Virgil.
Mm-hmm.
That was his final piece that he did. And so she was doing it to be sentimental.
Why did he die?
He passed away from cancer.
Oh.
Like less than a year ago.
That was not his best work.
It was his final piece. So it was the last thing, right down to the baseball cap, the last thing he ever did before he died. And so that's the only reason Kylie wore that outfit.
Terrible.
And she looked great in her when she changed.
The other one.
The other one looked great, but she did it as a piece.
Her face, man.
I know.
She's destroyed her
face. I know. It really breaks my heart because Kylie was my favorite, the most beautiful.
She can't even smile because it looks weird.
I think pregnancy did that to her.
No.
You don't think so?
No. Oh, you don't think it was the millions of... toxic injections that she put in her face?
Jeez Louise, she don't look good anymore.
Ugh.
You know what's bad? When Chloe looks the best now.
Yeah. It's like it's reversing.
I know. Okay, enough with the Met Gala. We did post an entire thing on the story. We should probably post that in the review so you can watch it anytime.
Okay.
So maybe check it out on our Instagram in the highlights. We'll add that. Taylor Swift added two new songs to her repertoire of Taylor's versions, in quotes. And it's the two songs, Wildest Dreams, how. Someone get that bitch an inhaler because she has asthma.
And what the hell is this?
This Love. How does that go?
Are you sure it was This Love?
This Love. Yes, there's two songs. That was the first one, and then Wildest Dreams she did also.
I thought you said it was something else.
Nope. 1989?
Yeah.
Aren't those songs in 1989?
I don't think This Love is.
Sure is.
Oh, This Love, yeah.
Yeah. So she did two new songs as a little teaser. I'm sure the album's coming next. You know how she, like, loves to do the little hidden Easter eggs and shit on her Instagram and make the Swifties go buck wild in the jacuzzi.
Yeah, that was 1989. That's when I first started to like Taylor Swift, the artist. I still don't like her as a person. Still think she's kind of a bitch.
Nobody likes her as a person, but you can't deny that she is talented. And she sure is. She sure is.
Yeah.
So she's just, you know how she's remaking all of her six albums because Scooter Braun stole them all.
Piece of shit.
And so she has to make her own money from songs that she wrote herself, and she's re-recording all of them. So a little bit out of time.
She's still making money off of those songs. The problem is she doesn't want him to make money off of them.
Right.
So if you listen to that song, like she Elon still Musk, makes her money.
It's like Elon Musk
but
buying.
But so does he.
It's like Elon Musk buying Britney's catalog. You know what I mean? Yeah, it's like.
I would literally blow this place to the ground.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, who are you to buy her music catalog?
I can't. This is literally, you're giving me hives.
It's not happening. I'm just saying, it's that comparison. Like, it makes you angry when you've worked hard on your own music.
You know what also makes me angry? Allie and AJ.
Like, whoa.
They just came out with a new single, like, whoa. There is nothing you have to offer to the music industry, Allie and AJ. Go to sleep.
Like, whoa, go away. They were from Disney Channel. So one of them was, I think Allie was on Sweet Life of Zack and Cody.
No, she was in Phil of the Future.
Phil of the Future. Phil of the Future.
Never knew in history just where he would land. Phil of the Future. He's the 22nd century man. He's a 22nd century man. She was on that. Her sister.
I know Phil of the Future from Six Degrees of Separation. One of my best childhood friends and best friends in general, Johanna, used to date Phil of the Future.
Really?
Yep. When she was a little girl in King.
Damn, so he's straight.
The King and I. The King and I on Broadway in the national tour also. They both were in it together.
Interesting.
Yep, and she used to date him. They used to kiss all the time.
Oh, me too.
I know, and I used to be like, email him and tell him I say hi. She'd be like, my friend Megan says hi. And I'd be like, God. Oh my God, Phil knows who I am.
That's hilarious.
A girl named Megan.
And then AJ.
I don't know who she is.
She was in like a couple of DCOMs, Disney Channel original movies, but she ain't shit.
Like that song. Like, stop.
Or was it Allie? I don't know, because they both have.
No, Allie's from Phil of the Future.
Okay, so it was Allie. Are you sure?
No. Well, Allie's first, so Allie's the more famous one, obviously. It's like Mary-Kate and Ashley. Mary-Kate is the cool one.
Yes, you're right. No. You cannot compare them to Mary-Kate and Ashley. They're both, I feel like they're equal.
Yeah, they look the same anyway.
Like, yeah, Mary-Kate and Ashley are both one and the same.
No, Mary-Kate was way cooler. She was the one that was anorexic. She was the one that
That's
was dating.
Not... Eating disorders are not cool.
I mean, 20 years ago they were.
No, they've never been.
Her, Lindsay Lohan, they all had spines that you could see.
No, but Lindsay Lohan didn't have an eating disorder. She was cool. She had a drug problem.
They were all cool. I'm sure Mary-Kate also.
Probably. They were all the same dealers.
I love Mary-Kate and Ashley. I don't care if they had problems. I think they're always cool in my book.
I don't know. I don't think they have problems.
And I love that they're like left the industry and they're fashion and they smoke cigarettes all day in New York and black and don't smile. Like, I love them.
I don't know. I liked them when they did their choreographed dances in the hallways.
Yeah.
When they were like 9 years old.
They were incredible. No, they were 13 then, probably. No. And they looked so cool.
When they were like in the two little
And they're like,
They were so bad.
No, they were so cool. I loved it.
They were so bad. They cannot sing. They cannot dance. They're basically Hillary Duff as far as I'm concerned.
Just
with a personality.
Love it. Bottoms Up 2.0. Kiki Palmer from The Proud Family.
So I love Kiki Palmer. I hate the song.
Proud Family.
She's not from Proud Family.
Yeah, she is. Keke Palmer.
Megan, we're gonna do this again.
Who is she? Who's in Proud Family?
You know how I know she couldn't be from Proud Family? Because she's contracted to Nickelodeon for True Jackson VP. And she wouldn't be able to work with Disney because she was contracted with Nick.
Keke Palmer is in the Proud Family.
Bro.
Look it up.
It's not Keke Palmer. I know who you're talking about, but it's not Keke Palmer.
Ugh. Leave it to Megba, who always gets shit backwards.
It's another, her name is...
Does she sing the Proud Family song?
No, Solange Knowles sings the Proud Family songs. Beyonce's sister?
From
Destiny's. Kyla Pratt is in Proud Family.
Yeah.
That's not Keke Palmer.
No, but Keke Palmer is not a character?
No.
And she doesn't sing
She wouldn't, no. She's, Orlando Brown was even on Proud Family.
From That's So Raven.
Yeah. But no. She's not,
Damn, I always get shit backwards. Who's Keke Palmer from?
She, True Jackson VP on Nickelodeon, because I'm the new VP. And she was like a teen designer that was such a great designer that they decided to make her a vice president of a clothing company. This is Keke Palmer.
I know, yeah, she's beautiful. I always thought she was one of the voice characters.
No, I'm sorry. Family. That's Kyla Pratt.
Damn.
But I can see, like, Kyla, Keke, Pratt, Palmer... I can see you being confused. It's easy.
Well, Bottoms Up 2.0. I like the song.
I did not.
I thought it's fun to drink to. Bottoms up, bottoms up, bottoms up.
I don't like to drink to a song. I can drink in silence. But
that's not true. You're an Aquarius.
I'm a what?
You're an Aquarius, so you love your music.
Yeah, but still. I definitely do not like this song. So this is... Bottoms Up 2.0 is a remake of a song that Keke Palmer took out in 2007.
15 years ago.
Called Bottoms Up. And...
Bottoms Up.
I like that version better, to be honest
with you. Than the 2.0 that she just put out.
But it's very, like, early 2000s. Even though it was 2007, it was early 2000s, like, R&B vibes. Kind of like Sierra or Cassie. I really like that version better than this one, to be honest with you.
Meow. Well, anyway. I like Keke Palmer, even though I don't know what she's
in. Yeah.
But I think she's so beautiful. I know her in pictures.
She wasn't something else.
And she hosts things all the time. She's always a host. Didn't she host an award show recently?
Yeah, she hosted. What was it? I can't remember. But we talked about it on the podcast, and we're like, Keke Palmer's going to host it. People's Choice Awards? I don't remember.
We wouldn't have talked about kids. That's a fake award.
People's Choice Awards, I said.
It's like a fake thing.
Well, Britney won, and that's the one she was fucking on her Instagram story.
I love that.
Well, anyway, this Sunday is the Billboard Music Awards.
Woo! We're going to watch it this Sunday, so stay tuned on our Instagram story.
This Sunday, May 15th.
May 15th. That's exciting. I love the Billboard Awards. Travis Scott is performing.
Is this his first public performance?
He killed all those people? He performed last week in a club, but this is going to be his first televised performance.
He probably performed in a club to like kind of get
back into
that
it.
Going.
Yeah. So, you know, Travis Scott had that terrible tragedy
where
a year ago.
He killed all those people.
Not him, but he didn't stop the show.
But it's literally a year... and a day, and he's going to perform at the Billboard Music Awards. That's almost like a slap in the face.
Yeah, it's almost like, look, I did it a year and a day.
Hey, Google, when did those people die at the Travis Scott Festival?
It was in November. This isn't the show. It's less than a year now.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
He's performing in a festival in another country. It's like a big music festival. And that's a year and a day. And that's in November. But he's performing even earlier than that publicly.
I mean, so I guess it makes it better? No.
No. You should at least wait a year and then say, look, I've been on a hiatus for a year.
I don't know.
I think that's enough for a performer. But before a year, that's a bit much. He shouldn't be performing at the Billboard Awards. But he's trying to get back to it. I don't know. We'll see how he does. And we'll see if people boo him. People might boo him.
I don't know.
But you don't know.
You know who else is performing at the Billboard Awards? Alexa. So Alexa. So there was a music competition called the American Song Contest on, I believe it was NBC. And it was kind of like American Idol. The winner is Alexa from Oklahoma. And she will be performing her first song, Wonderland, at the Billboard Music Awards. Now, this is a first-time artist that just won a competition, and they're going to be performing at the Billboard Music Awards. That's, like, nerve-wracking.
Yeah. I would be nervous. No, not if you have the talent to back it up. You're excited.
Yeah, but you're not going to be nervous to perform at a televised event where millions of people are watching you for the first time?
No. You don't pay attention to that. You can't think about that because you'll go crazy. You got to just do it. Don't think about it. That's what I would say. But, you know, I'm a singer. Then you
freak out in front of one camera.
No.
When we're
you freak out backstage. You freak out backstage and then you come out and then it's like, if you're a star, you're a star and you're going to thrive in front of people. That's just how talent works. You could be totally boring and you come on stage and you're the life of the party. And it's like, where did this come from? What a show. You know what I mean? But then you go backstage again and you're like, zoom, don't talk to me. Don't look at me. You know what I mean? So people thrive on the stage when you have talent.
So let's see how Alexa does. We're going to be watching that.
I'd rather see your best friend Alexa perform.
Oh, God.
We talk about her every episode. Hi, Alexa.
All right. So let's move on into
TV, Netflix, movies, and boobies. Ooh, shake them. Ooh, pinch them out.
Oh, they're a little saggy today, huh?
No.
Oh, that's a nice one.
Yeah, it's pink. I usually have pink,
Megan. That's red.
No, that's
Look. Grab the blanket behind you.
Uh-huh.
That is the same color.
Uh-uh.
Your color.
Maybe the inside. Nope. You're colorblind. This is like a hot pink.
No.
Strawberry.
Okay, I could go with strawberry, but not pink. Don't fart. Don't. You're farting on my blanket. Then I'm going to be pissed.
Actually, I'm not.
All right. Anywho. Candy on Hulu.
Ooh, with Justin Timberlake's wife.
Jessica Biel.
Jessica Biel from Seventh Heaven.
I don't know. I loved it. I thought it was great.
There's only one episode out. So they're weekly episodes. So we're going to have to keep up. So it's about, well, she looks like an old lady, but I guess it takes place in the 80s. And that's just how the fashion was.
That was. And this is what I was explaining to Megan. We associate that with old ladies because they didn't know.
Like the hair and glasses. Like
that was, but not for nothing, Megan. You understand that 20-year-olds wear glasses like that now, right?
Ugh.
That's like the hot style right now.
Well, everything old is new again.
Yeah. Doo-dah. Doo-dah. Anyway, loved it. I thought it was great. Highly recommend the watch.
Yeah, it's great acting. Great acting. It's about how she killed somebody, but we got to find out how that's done.
Yeah, I don't know if that's on the synopsis.
Yeah.
So you might have just
everybody
given it
knows.
Away,
it's kind of just I knew it, and I didn't even pay attention to the episode.
And the mom.
I pay attention, but I'm always on Instagram.
The lady she killed, I forgot where she's from, but she just recently did something also. Like she's been in a few things.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I think she was in The Lady of the Manor. Remember the one I was talking about with the ghost?
Uh-huh.
She's the main character. Bly Manor. But not, no, The Lady of the Manor.
Oh.
It was like the comedy where she was staying in the mansion of the lady who died. And the lady was like, you need to get out. You're indecent. I literally talked about this with you. And you said, I love that actress.
Yeah.
Not the lady, but the manor.
Got it.
You don't understand anything I'm saying.
Uh-uh.
But anyway, there was a movie, The Lady of the Manor, which we talked about on the podcast. And it was like kind of like a comedy. She's in that movie. And now she's the mother in this show, Candy, with Jessica Biel.
Yeah, it's a hit. I mean, everyone's talking about
it. Yeah, it's very, very good.
You go on Hulu, it's the first thing you'll see is Candy.
Very impressed. I didn't think I was going to like it, but I really did like it.
You loved it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to definitely keep watching. I might watch the first episode again just to retouch on it. The Flight Attendant. Have you continued it on HBO?
So I remember I talked about last episode that I didn't know how to feel about the season. So good.
Margot Cho is going to be on an episode.
She's already on.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, that's when it started to get better.
Yeah, yeah. She's a great actress. Very funny. She's been around forever.
Really, really good. It's really getting good.
Yeah.
Like, finally. Because at first it was like,
And it's with Kaylee Cuoco from The Big Bang Theory.
Thank you for saying her name right.
It's an Emmy award winning show. I still have to watch episode 2. It's on my list of things. I still haven't fixed my mom's HBO account, but I got her a new TV.
Oh, nice.
For Mother's Day, I bought mother a new smart TV, the same size as what we currently have. It costs more money than a big TV.
Why?
Because they don't make those sizes of 32 inch anymore. But I got a smart one, and they said it's going to be even better, crystal clear quality because it's smaller.
Put it on already?
No, I still have to hook it up.
Oh, great. So it's sitting in the box.
Yep.
It's going to be there for another 2 months.
No, I'll do it on my day off, probably.
Like today?
Maybe today I'll start to clean off the thing and, you know what I mean, make it easy.
It's a process.
It is a process. But I got mom a new smart TV so she can enjoy HBO Max. She pays for all me and my friends, you know, HBO, Showtime, but she doesn't have the access to watch it on her own TVs because we have TVs from 25 years ago. And she's like, well, they're still good. Those TVs don't die.
They don't.
So they just won't get a new one. So I had to force my mom and buy her a new smart TV. So it's like, boop, 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 and everything's right there. Anywho, oh, and we talked about last week the First Lady on Showtime.
Yes.
I've been keeping up with that.
Nice.
Love it. I'm obsessed. I love history and I love like presidents. You know, once upon a time ago, I purposely didn't have a Facebook. I got a Facebook in college and it was because I wanted to be in the, like, in politics.
Interesting.
I know. And I wanted to keep everything a secret, me smoking weed and everything, so I wouldn't want pictures of me up because I had plans of going to D.C. one day. And then that was all thrown out the window in college.
Wow.
Yep. Thank God.
Before you were going to go to D.C., now you're going to go to this cock. Anyway, the First Lady has been getting a lot of negative reviews.
I don't know why, because it's so
good. I don't know if they're going to cancel it.
Oh, no.
But they get... people have been saying it's like a bad costume wig show.
I don't think so. It's Viola Davis. Either,
but to me, it does look like an SNL skit, but just serious.
Well, Viola Davis plays Michelle Obama, Michelle Pfeiffer. I love anything with Michelle Pfeiffer and Viola Davis. I love those ladies. They make the show. And she plays Betty Ford. And then there's another actress that
Gillian Anderson.
She plays Eleanor Roosevelt. What a show. I love it. And Dakota Fanning's in it. It's good.
Yeah.
Really, really good. That's on Showtime, The First Lady. If you like politics and U.S. history, watch it. So good.
And now also on Netflix, it's a brand new show, The Pentaveret.
Talk about laugh my fucking ass off. It's Mike Myers, so Austin Powers, that guy who did all those movies, and he plays, you know, Fat Bastard, Dr. Evil, Austin Powers, Mini-Me, JK, he didn't play Mini-Me, but practically, he played all these roles. He has a new TV show, and he's been on a hiatus for a long time.
Yeah.
Long time. This is one of the funniest shows. They're quick episodes, 20, 30 minutes,
yeah,
and there's only 6 episodes out. So funny.
Isaiah's. It was pretty funny. I liked...
Isaiah's brought it to my attention.
Hard Sell more. I thought Hard Sell was funnier.
More relatable.
But also, yeah. It's also current. It's basically... The Pentaveret is about a secret society, kind of like Illuminati. And it's like they run the world.
Yeah.
Who run the world?
Girls. Well, They bring Beyonce into it.
They bring Hilary Duff into it. Kanye. Who else?
They just talk about him. But Key and Peele is in it.
Yeah. They mention Key and Peele.
Yeah, I love
joke
it.
Also.
Yep. So funny. Like, pick the key.
Yeah.
Or the Peele. Yeah. Or something like that.
And,
so funny.
What was the
but
other
he's
one?
Actually in it.
Keegan-Michael Key. He's in it.
Yep.
And also, They made a joke. Oh, he does Shrek jokes.
Oh, the Shrek costume. Yeah, how could you miss that? LOL.
Like, he's the ogre. He goes, I'm the ogre. And yeah. It's like actual Shrek. Yeah. And he's like, thank you, Shrek.
Oh, so funny.
Yeah, it's stupid funny.
It's like, stupid funny. Yeah. Just like Austin Powers, that dumb poop humor. Yeah. You see love fake penises. Humor. Yo, I was dying laughing with the fake penises.
Yeah.
It is so funny.
Like, so definitely recommend the Pentaveret on... Now... Keep in mind, it's a hard story to follow because it's confusing.
It is confusing.
But the jokes are funny.
But it's just the laugh out loud funny. The jokes are just funny.
Like funny.
You can't help but laugh.
Yeah. Also, Welcome to Eden.
What's that?
On Netflix.
What's that?
Love, love. Think of, what was it, the show with Nicole Kidman?
Nine Perfect Strangers.
Kind of like that. These young teenagers go into this like, island for a party, and they're chosen by a group to stay on the island and like start like a perfect world. Very, very, very good. Really? Did you ever watch Cheetah Girls?
Yeah.
Did you ever watch Cheetah Girls 2? Did you actually?
Yeah.
Do you remember when they went to Spain? In Cheetah Girls 2, and they met that other pop star?
Okay.
No, you don't.
This was so long ago.
Damn, Megan. It was well, so long ago. The other pop star, her name is Belinda. She is on the show, and she sings the theme song of it. She's actually like an actual pop star.
So is this a comedy or drama or both?
Drama thriller.
Okay.
So it's like they're trying to escape the island.
Ooh.
Yeah, very good.
It's good though?
Yeah, I really, really enjoyed it.
And that's on Netflix?
That's on Netflix.
Ooh, you're getting me. I'm going to check it out.
Welcome to Eden. So
Eden is like...
Eden is the perfect island.
Yeah.
And they pick you through your social media. And then you get a mysterious invite and say, there's a party on a beach.
Like, come and join us. Like, it's the beginning.
So, all these people go to this island and they pick five or six people to stay on the island. The rest leave and go back home. But, oh my God, it's very good.
It's kind of like The Circle. That, you know, sort of.
Kind of.
Which, The Circle, which is a reality game show on Netflix.
It's a social media game social show. Network game show. And basically, you never meet these people. And we talk about The Circle on here.
Yeah, we talk every season. So, they're on season 4 this year.
This season.
It's actually really good, Isaiah said.
Spice Girl Legends, Scary Spice and Baby Spice are both on it. And they're catfishing other people.
Yo, tell you what I want, what I really, really want.
So the Spice Girls, Scary Spice and Baby Spice, are playing a 28-year-old children's author named Jared. And so he's young, you know, and he's 28 and the Spice Girls are like 72. So now they gotta sound like
they're
young.
They're not and hip.
Like young, hip kids. And like, it's so funny. They're always fighting. And she's like, they're not gonna say that, baby. Yeah, they are.
Wait, so it's the two of them together they're in a room instead of one?
To play one person.
Person. Oh, that's so fun. Yeah. So at least they can like think back and forth what to say.
Yeah.
Oh, that's
it's
fun.
It's really funny. And
are there any other celebrities or the hot celebrities?
I mean, as far as I know, I've only seen episode 2 or
remember they were going to go on tour. They had all these plans, yeah. These Spice Girls. They were going to go on tour. They were going to make a movie, an animated movie.
No. Posh had to ruin everything.
But then they said
always.
They were busy. No. Probably because of The Circle.
Posh ruined it.
Posh is never involved.
Everything is Posh's fault.
You know what? She puts on that poker face.
Fucking inflation, Posh. The gas prices, Posh. Anyway, definitely check out The Circle with the Spice Girls on it. Well, Scary Spice and Baby Spice.
That's so fun. I can't wait because that show, season 1 of The Circle was groundbreaking. I thought it was so good.
Yeah.
And then season 2 was pretty good too, but not as good as season 1. Season 3 was ugh.
Yeah, I didn't like
season 3. But you like season 4?
Season 4 is really good. So
just
far,
as
so good
as season 1?
Well, season 1 had who deals?
Who deals?
So, I don't know. But I'm only on episode 2 or 3.
Oh, okay.
So.
I can't wait. I'm going to check it out. I just want to see what they look like.
Oh.
Amazing. Eesh. Oh, don't say that.
All right. I won't ruin it for you.
Yeah, I want to see. So, I watched a movie, Isaias. It's a Netflix film, and it's called Rumspringer.
I don't like it.
Did you start watching it?
I tried. I couldn't watch it.
So it's about how, you know how in every Amish community, there's the Rumspringer.
Well,
and you're allowed to
explain yourself because
well, he goes to Germany.
No one ever knows in every Irish Amish community.
So in the Amish community, you are brought up to be Amish. So no technology, no girls or sex, no, you know, very, very strict religion.
No
lifestyle, no cars, nothing. Nothing. It's like horse and carriage.
You churn butter.
You churn butter. You have no teeth because you don't brush them. You know what I mean?
That's not... Now you're being a stereotype. Stereotypical.
No, well, I remember the TV show Becoming Amish. That was my friend. And the girl had dentures.
That was your friend?
No. Oh. It was a TV show.
Oh, I thought
And there was
said...
a girl and she had no teeth. I don't know. And she was young. Anyway, she had dentures.
I hear people with no teeth give good head.
Well, you can take them out and then you're just gums, so you can really...
Oh, my God. Pull out the big gums.
Right? You know what I'm saying? So, Rumspringer, this movie, it's about a guy who leaves the Amish just
Okay, you can say Rumspringer, but you can't say Camila Cabello.
Well, he goes to Germany to, like, study abroad almost, you know, and just learn about himself, and he...
Well, there is abroad involved.
You know, so he, like, has sex for the first... You know what I mean? Like, it's about him becoming, you know, and they make the decision, and the whole point is, do I want to live in society like a normal person, or do I want to go back home and live my life as an Amish person?
But if you choose society, you're shunned.
You're shunned, and you never come... You can never come back.
Then it's a shun singer.
And your family will never speak to you again. You know what I mean? But yeah, at least they give you the opportunity to
see. Well,
how are
they going to speak to you? They're not going to send you an email.
They can write a letter, probably.
And send it on a pigeon. Because I highly doubt they have a postal service.
No, probably.
Really?
Lancaster, PA. You see, you could be driving down the road and you see a horse and carriage in Lancaster. It's actually
okay,
beautiful.
Okay, but do they have...
The most beautiful... scenery in New Jersey,
I wonder how that
Pennsylvania
even...
is Lancaster, PA, and that's Amish
how
country.
How does that even...
It's beautiful. It's worth a trip.
Happen? Like, are they just like, let's just not...
Oh, they won't
do
love
what everyone
you.
Else is doing.
Once, when I was a little girl, I was at Hershey Park, because that's near Lancaster. Hershey Park, and I was in a gift shop there, and there was this little girl my age, and she was dressed like a little...
Amish girl.
Amish girl. And I didn't know what Amish was. I was 8 years old, something like that. And I was like, oh, are you on a show? I was like by the sunglasses and I was like looking at her. And then she looked at me and I was like, are you on a show? I like to do shows, you know. Is that your costume? And she goes, I'm Amish. And walked away. I was like, geez. And I went up to my mom. I was like, this girl yelled at me. And she said, I'm Amish. And my mom's like, you didn't say that. And I was like, yeah, I asked her if that was a costume. She goes, Megan. And I was like, well, I didn't know. We were just in Hershey Park. And I was like, aren't you hot?
But
you know
she
what
was...
I mean? Like, I mean, she was covered. And it was hot.
Why was she in Hershey Park?
Enjoying Hershey rides.
But they're not... I thought they weren't allowed to touch electricals.
They are allowed to, I guess. There's like little, like, you know. Sometimes it's like, you know, Jewish people eat bacon sometimes. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like, that
like,
kind of in between.
But if you're going to ride a roller coaster, then fucking cut the sleeves off.
Maybe
at least.
It was a little girl's Rumspringer. Oh, you know what I mean? You never know. You never know.
That's a coming of age thing.
Well, I'll never forget that because I was, like, shocked that this little girl yelled at me.
Anyways, let's get back to...
Okay. So it's a great movie if you just... It's great.
Is it funny? Is it sad?
Both. Both.
Funny and sad?
I was enthralled. So I was just like, wow. So, it wasn't like laugh out loud funny. No, it's not a comedy. But it's a, you know, it's not drama. It's not like sad.
So coming of age.
Coming of age movie. Yeah, because he's young. He's like 18. He looks like 25, but he's like 18.
I love that for you. Anyway, speaking of which, I love that for you on Showtime Amazing with Molly Shannon.
I love Molly Shannon. Superstar.
And it is so funny. Basically, this girl... has cancer,
oh.
And she grows up in the hospital, like, well, as she's getting over the cancer, watching this QVC home shopping network type of show.
With John Rivers?
And, yes, and Molly Jewelry. Shannon is the host of the show.
Oh.
So she's, like, selling all these things.
Oh.
So the girl is watching her, and she goes, I love her. Like,
oh.
And she would, like, call the station to, like, pretend she was buying stuff, but just to talk to Molly Shannon.
Oh.
And she grows up. She's now cancer-free.
Thank God.
goes to apply to work at this place, gets hired, and then they're going to fire her because she's terrible. Oh. But then right before they fire her, she's like, I have cancer. So they're like, oh, okay, let's keep her. And then they put her on air, and they're like, talk about the cancer. And the sales skyrocket.
Oh, my God.
So now every time she goes on camera, it could literally be like, oh, you know, I'm selling a blender. And they'll be like, talk about the cancer. She goes, you can put vegetables in here. I personally do it to make all my cancer shakes. Like, shit like that.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
It's a very funny show. Highly recommend on Showtime.
Showtime.
I love that for you.
I love that for you. I'm going to watch it. I love Molly Shannon.
Well, you're going to have to get your passwords first.
Well, no, I can watch it on demand at my house. Okay. But only in... I will get it situated, guys.
There's only two episodes, so...
Okay, that's my next thing. Because there's only 4 episodes of The First Lady. So I've been keeping up with that. Anything else?
Yes!
Oh!
Avatar 2, The Way of the Water.
Jake's Flight.
What?
Jake's Flight. His name was Jake.
What's Jake's Flight?
Flight on the Banshee.
Well, what are you talking about?
In Avatar. He rides the Banshee.
Well, what the fuck is Jake's Flight?
Jake's Flight, that's the... song.
What?
There's a song called Flight of the Passage, or maybe that's in Disney World.
But oh, it's my God. Get it over.
I love it.
Jesus Christ.
All right, so Avatar, which is a whole world.
Like Jake's Flight. Jake's Flight, like a flight of beer?
No, there's a ride called Jake's Flight, and there's a Naomi Rivers.
Naomi Watts.
There's 2 rides in Disney World for Avatar, and I'm really
Naomi
excited.
Campbell.
Because that means it's just going to get bigger.
So, Avatar 2, The Way of the Water. The trailer just came out yesterday. Amazing.
Is Sigourney Weaver going to be in it?
No, she died.
That's right. Her and Jake both stayed in the
Avatar. Yeah, Jake is in Avatar. It. And I believe...
Jake's in it?
Yeah. I'm pretty sure.
But he didn't...
Because it's all Avatar land now.
So maybe Sigourney Weaver is in it.
Sigourney Weaver?
Yeah. Because she died and became an Avatar at the end. Remember? Remember they brought her naked body into the Avatar world? And then they like...
I feel like this sounds like a Wiggle song.
And the Avatar
stop
is like...
Stop at the light. Look both ways. Now look both ways again.
And
now
they
wait
brought
for
her
the traffic to come to a stop. Then cross the road with friends.
We're too old to watch The Wiggles. You watch that?
I mean, The Wiggles don't exist anymore.
Oh, yeah, I know.
I'm talking, that was like when I was like 8 years old.
Wiggles weren't on then.
Well, it was when I was. Kate Winslet is on it.
Shut up.
Yeah.
She's the new Sigourney Weaver. Then.
No, Sigourney Weaver's on it.
Oh my God, so Kate Winslet. Well, James Cameron.
Zoe Saldana and Jake Sully. He's on it.
Wait, this is really exciting because James Cameron, he's the director of Avatar 1, but he's also the director of Titanic.
Anyway.
So Kate Winslet, they're friends. Rose, hello. So she's in the movie?
Yeah.
Wow. I am really excited.
And apparently 2 more movies are coming out after that.
So there's going to be 4 Avatar movies total.
I believe.
So this year there's going to be one, there's going to be
They're basically making this like Harry Potter, but Avatar.
I mean, Avatar is... But why'd they wait so long in between? They wanted
they
Disney
probably,
World?
They probably did them very close together. So, like, made all the movies running
after
through.
After the first one was a hit?
So it took them forever to make 3 movies,
oh,
you know. So now you're going to release them year after year.
Wow, Disney World's going to skyrocket because
of
that.
Well, I don't know. Now with that new governor saying they're not allowed to govern themselves anymore.
I mean, they're not going to tear down Disney World.
Who knows?
Nah, they put way too much into the Avatar world.
They'll make it into conservative land.
Oh my God, it better not. No, Disney will never do that.
I heard, remember Trump did that social media thing where he wanted to make his own social media?
Yeah.
I heard it was a dumpster fire. Like, horrendous.
It actually happened?
Yeah. Yeah. Huh. Oh, you have an iPhone. I can't get it through my Android because it's iPhone only because he's a racist.
I don't want to support him.
Well, I was going to say look it up and see the reviews. But anyway, I think it's called Truth Social.
Huh. I'll look it up later.
So that's that. That's really exciting. That's for TV, Netflix, movies, and boobies. And now we're moving on to Celebrity Gossip! Gosh, 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 peace be with you and with you. Okay. Johnny Depp and Amber Turd.
Order in the court. Order in the court.
This is getting messy. And I'm talking about messier than when Amber took a shit on the bed and spread it all over the sheets.
Oh, she wild.
And
she's a liar.
It's getting crazy because so many people are making parodies and TikToks about her. And it's triggering actual DA, domestic abuse victims. But, you know, this is a big thing where people have to write trigger warning or say trigger warning before someone gets triggered. I'm sorry. It's not the world's responsibility to not trigger you. I'm sorry. I know it sounds insensitive, but the truth is, if you are triggered by things, don't be on the internet.
Yeah, just don't look up. If
things trigger you on television, don't watch TV.
Yeah.
Skip it. Press pause. Turn it off.
Or if you're Demi Lovato, don't go into an ice cream shop when you're triggered by sugar-free shit.
Exactly. Exactly. That's the... You know what? It's like saying I'm an alcoholic and I'm triggered by alcohol and you go into a liquor store. You're a fucking idiot.
You're just... Yeah.
And these people, they're like, oh, we're triggered by these... If you're a trigger... Someone that gets triggered easily, you shouldn't be online.
Yeah.
Not for nothing, but that is where you are allowed to say whatever you want. Uh-huh. Elon Musk is literally trying to...
Bring Donald Trump back just because he wants everybody to have their own voice.
And I don't disagree with that.
Neither do I.
Now...
Just don't follow Donald Trump.
Exactly.
Period.
Exactly.
Period.
Period. Now, so Amber Heard is... She looks like she's lying, pants on fire. Like, I cannot...
When she was crying with that little tissue... Looked like she had something in it, like either cocaine, because she was like...
That's what a lot of people are saying. I think that's very hard to believe. Or
Vicks Vapor Rub inside the tissue. I know, I like it too. But it looked like to make herself cry. And then she kept going...
Yeah.
Which makes you do that.
It's Vicks Vapor Rub. It's very bizarre because it looks like she's also posing for pictures.
And then her crying, but there's no tears.
Yeah. What, were you using Johnson & Johnson shampoo? No tears?
She was using crocodile tears from Jamie Lynn.
So, I don't know. It's getting messy. And they're saying that maybe Johnny had the upper hand because he was supposed to testify first. But you're both crazy. You're both toxic. You're both are in the wrong. I think if I would just throw it out. If I was a judge, I'd be like, y'all crazy. You need therapy. Get the fuck out of here.
Two dramatic people suing each other for being too dramatic. You have two actors.
Who can out-act the other one?
No, Johnny can out-act Amber any day. That she's the worst actor if she's really trying to cry.
She's not crying. That's the problem.
Yeah, she's a terrible actress.
He's not crying either, but like she'll say something and he'll just smirk like, this sounds absolutely insane. Like when they were like talking about the cocaine.
Yeah.
And they're like, first of all, you know something's wrong when they're like, oh, why is, can you please describe this picture? And she goes, this is us having breakfast. And they're like, and what's that? And she goes, that's a box with cocaine in it. A pill box with cocaine in it. And they're like, and what's that? And they're like, she's like, lines of cocaine. Why the fuck are you taking a picture of your breakfast table with lines of cocaine unless you don't plan to use that already?
Maybe she's trying to show this is what Johnny wanted.
What?
That's how their breakfast was every day.
No. This was him doing his own shit.
If that's true, then that's insane.
This is his own, like...
But that's not abusive. It's just a dysfunctional relationship.
Get the fuck out!
Yeah, leave.
That's it.
You don't have to be married to a drug addict.
And it doesn't seem like he's an addict. It's like he's just having a good time. But anyway.
I mean, I wouldn't want to be married to somebody who's passed out every day. But that's not... Just divorce him. And then don't call him a wife beater if he's not. Unless you beat him too.
Yeah. If you beat him and he beats you and then everyone's just beating everyone. So you're both fucking crazy.
It's just mutual and just end it.
End of story.
I don't know. All right.
Court is adjourned.
Isaiah Samegbo is the
Moving
judges.
On.
Moving on.
Bringing the Dancing Lobsters. Jesse Williams.
Now, who did?
He is from Grey's Anatomy.
He is the
black actor with the green eyes. Super hot, ooh, super sexy. He had a play on Broadway that was full frontal nudity. And they had to have everyone put their cell phones in locked pouches.
Oh, like Daniel Radcliffe did that in Equus.
Although we still saw that.
It was Equus.
No, we still saw the penis pictures. They got out too. Didn't see them?
No. Oh. Is he hung like a horse?
It's average. It's good. I mean, I don't want...
Any theater people, did they laugh at that joke that I just did? Is that hung like a horse? Because that's what Equus is about.
Oh.
He blinds horses, and then he's in a mental institution.
Oh, shit.
That's what it's about.
That sounds crazy.
It's one of my favorite pieces of modern drama.
So you watched it?
I've seen the movie from the 70s. I never saw it on Broadway, but I wanted to, but I just never... It was expensive.
Well,
But I love the play. My character that I would want to play in Equus, I know, this is going to be short, is the mother, Dora, who's crazy.
The Explorer.
She's crazy, though, and she's kind of one of the reasons that he's crazy and in the mental institution.
So, Jesse Williams, his dick pic came out. And it is gigantic.
Is it like a dragon?
It's literally like Jake's ride.
Whoa, I love that.
It's gigantic.
And whoa, Flight of the Passage.
He thick. But
thick with four C's or two C's?
Four C's.
Wow.
It's big. It's
wow.
Big. Yeah. And his wife
wait, pull
is
it
angry.
Up. Can you pull it up?
Yeah.
Pull it up.
I screenshotted it.
Did you?
Did you? Yeah, I did.
Do you ever rub and tug the pics? Or just like videos only?
No, it's whatever I want.
Pics
sometimes
too?
I use my imagination.
Really? Why is it soaking? Like,
oh, there's a shower. He's in the shower.
Oh my god, and that's a close shot.
Don't swipe left or right.
Oh my god. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Ooh. That's
it's
worth
gigantic.
It. That's worth a Google. Looks like there's semen spewing out of it.
It's worth a Google. I Googled myself already on it.
Wow. Yeah, that's worth a look-see. Jesse Williams, dick pic. Look it up.
Check it out. It's all over Twitter.
Wow.
All right. Next up.
Olivia Wilde. Now, this is wild. She was served custody papers on stage while she's presenting her like new movie with Harry Styles, her new boyfriend. And some people with manila envelopes while she's talking on the stage goes here, and they're passing her a manila envelope like here, and she's like, oh, thank you. And she picks it up, takes a quick look, and then you could see her face gets very angry, and she puts it under her arm, you know, and she's like, okay, got it. And then continued and then walked off stage. Now it was custody papers from Jason Sudeikis for the children. Mm-hmm. Yikes. And she's very upset that it happened so publicly on stage. There's video recordings of it.
I mean, I'd be pissed too.
Yeah, how fucking annoying. But he says, I didn't want it to go that way. That's not what my intention was, to humiliate you on stage. I didn't think they were going to do that. They found her. They knew that she was going to be at this through her makeup and hair people.
Damn.
They were following. They realized that these people that worked for the government were following the hair and makeup crew, and they saw that she was going to be, I forgot where, in Las Vegas, let's just say, and they found the location, and they got into the performance, and they made their way up to the front and was like, here. And she looked at it, and there's the video. You can look it up.
Damn.
That's annoying. That's Harry Styles' girlfriend. I love that song. As it was. As it were?
As it was.
Yeah, that's a good song.
I know anything as it was, as it was.
That's a good song. I wonder what their sex life is like.
So, real quick, now that you're mentioning As It Was, which is on the top 10 on the Billboard.
It's a hit.
And remember what I said about Lizzo's song?
About damn time.
And I said it wasn't going to chart properly. It's number 19.
Wow.
And it's been over a week now that it's
been
out.
Well, it's TikTok trending now. Everyone's doing the dance. In a minute, I'm a da-da, ba-da-ba-da-ba-da, ba-da-da.
He says, in a minute, I'm gonna need a sentimental man or woman to pump me up. Walking in my Balenciagas, something, something, there's a fat bit lux. Because I'm gonna need, like, I don't give a fuck. Way too much. I'm gonna need, like, two shots in my cup.
That's the new hot dance trend for TikTok.
Hot dance.
It is. It is for about damn time.
All right, we're feeling a little frisky today.
Smoke break.
We brought out the bongs and the balls. Where's my lighter?
I got one. Lance goes first. You're doing it anyway.
Yeah, but... All right, now you, my boy. Here you
go. My turn. Gotta hold it in. It's not a cigarette where you go, and you gotta hold it in your lungs.
Spit on my eye.
Woo! That was refreshing.
Yeah, sure was.
Sure was. So now, the new news of celebrity.
The new news.
So Blac Chyna.
This is because we just smoked, you guys. The news.
So Blac Chyna is doing celebrity boxing following her losing the Kardashian trial. Dang. So she's using that fame and she's getting work. Oh, you know, she's appealing the Kardashian thing. So
appealing?
She's still losing all this money because she has to pay lawyers and she's losing, but she's getting work now.
Oh, true.
And before, what is...
But she could be just breaking even. You know how much a lawyer is going to cost to fight the Kardashians?
Okay, but you're still being talked about.
True.
And that's that upper hand of, oh, people know my name.
Yeah.
And at least I'm breaking even.
It's so crazy because she literally, like, has, like, baby daddies that have to pay her child support.
Tyga.
She gets money from everywhere.
Tyga and Rob Kardashian.
Yeah.
They pay her $40,000 for each child.
Damn.
And the kid lives with the daddies.
What?
6 to 7 days a week. That's what they said.
No fucking way.
6 to 7 days a week. Dream is with Rob and...
yeah, but that's... that.
King is with Tyga. That
could be
a
choice. So they could literally be... She could be like, you want her, you can have her.
Mommy's probably working.
Yeah. Crazy.
I know. Isn't that wild? Yeah. And she still has the gall to sue... Well, or to just be like, I don't get child support. But the $40,000 is for school.
So she goes, they go
they're
to private
paying
school.
For private school a year.
So then she doesn't get child
she
support.
She doesn't get child support.
Huh.
Or they give her the $40,000 and maybe she'll pull him out and put him in public school.
I'd be like, you're going to public school.
And they still get the
$40,000. It builds character.
Sure does. I loved public school.
Anyway. All right. Blac Chyna, I'm...
Hillary Duff was in the buff. This is what wet dreams are made of.
Wait, you didn't even let me finish my fucking Blac Chyna sentence.
Sorry, I got excited. Moving on to the next.
As long as they don't make us pay for it, like pay-per-view, Blac Chyna fighting somebody else, and she better keep the money. I fucking
no,
hate...
No, they will pay, because it's like how the Aaron Carter was against Lamar Odom.
I fucking hate...
Which, Kardashian,
when they
always...
do, like, celebrity boxing, da-da-da, and they're gonna have $200,000 go to charity.
No!
Give me my motherfucking money! I'm fighting. These kids aren't fighting. I mean, they might be fighting their own problems, but...
No,
but I'm here in the ring fighting my shit.
It's a tax write-off. You're working for charity.
I guess, but...
And you don't have to pay full taxes.
I want it. I'll pay my full taxes. Give me my full paycheck.
You bet. Hillary Duff bet. She... I don't know what I'm saying. Hillary Duff was in the buff, Isaiah.
Yeah, we know.
On Women's Health Magazine.
I...
This is what wet dreams are made of.
And this is what dreams... This is wet dreams...
This is wet dreams.
I'm made of. Gay now.
Gay. Gay now.
That's a great TikTok.
Yeah.
Gay now.
Gay now. This is my dream. Let's do it. We got two to make today.
Hilarious. All right. So, yeah, she was naked. She looks good.
She sure does. She's hot. She looked good even in How I Met Your Father.
That show was so bad. No, she looked good. She's what, 31, 32? I love
that show. And so does Kelly. My cousin Kelly, the bride, she says she loves that show too.
Good for you.
Can't say no to the bride.
That's why she's a bride, not a podcaster.
I thought it's a cute show, How I Met Your Father on Hulu.
No, it was terrible. It was terrible, Megan. You think it's cute because Hillary Duff is there. It was bad. Mm-hmm. It was not funny. It's the nostalgic. They know who to hire to get the target audience.
If you look at it and pretend like it's Lizzie McGuire, it's great.
Okay, so if you squint your eyes and hold one ear, you're like, oh, this is good.
I like it, thinking that it's Lizzie McGuire. It's the what she That's wanted probably Lizzie McGuire to be.
She pitched to Disney, and they were like, no. So she's like,
great, I'm gonna do How I Met Your Father.
Can we do this and like pretend it's Lizzie McGuire and squint one eye and cover one ear? And they're like, yeah, I think we can make that happen. Megan would watch it.
Yeah. I love Hillary. She had three children and she looks so hot.
She does look
good. I like her fashioning the little tattoo on the side.
My favorite picture is when she's laying down and like her boobs look like two grapefruit.
Yeah.
Like two nice plump grapefruit.
In the water, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they just look perfect. Sexy. I'm into it.
Yeah, I'm into it too.
Anyway.
Mm-hmm. Anyway. This is what Before wet dreams weird, are made of.
This is wet dreams.
So Chris... Speaking of wet dreams, you know, for me, Chris, Ray J, and Kim Kardashian.
So, Chris Jenner, Ray J, JJ, and Kim Kardashian all have been a part of the sex tape this entire time.
It's been consensual, and Ray J put them all on blast, showed text messages. He says he has receipts of every dates and meetup time. And he's like, Kimmy, I'm going to show them if you don't answer me. Like, you got to keep your receipts.
I went to get my cell phone upgraded to another cell phone and they had to transfer all the information. And the lady goes, I've never seen this many text messages on my phone, in a phone, my entire life.
Well, how far did they go back?
I deleted some now, but I have at least 48,000 text messages on my phone. Jesus. Yeah, when bitches start to act up, I'm like, oh, that happened. Hold on. Oh, this is, if I ever got into a lawsuit... You're done.
Lawsuit? You're done. What kind of arguments are you getting in with your friends?
Little tits for tats.
Oh my God.
Let me see. What's the oldest text message I have in here? I have my oldest text message is October 25th, 2021. So that's not that long.
No, not at all.
But if I log into, you can always log into
your iCloud.
Well, I don't have an iCloud because I have an Android.
What do Androids have for memory?
We have a cloud, but it's not an iCloud.
What is it called?
Android Cloud. Samsung Cloud. I have Samsung.
Oh, I was going to be. Is it called the Electric? Lightning?
No. But.
That would have been smart.
If you log into like your cell phone network, you could probably see all your text messages from ever. Wow. So you can't get away with shit now.
True. Yeah.
About it, because a bitch acts up. I'll pull up my other receipts.
The Verizon cloud, Jesus, to hold hundreds of millions of people's text messages.
I don't know. Because, from 2000. I mean, you don't even have unlimited. So.
Yeah, but I got a cell phone when I was in middle school.
Yeah, but when I did too. No, I got mine in high school and text messaging wasn't unlimited.
I had like four friends that I texted and they were 10 cents a text. I remember 10 cents a text. And I had like four people that I would go back and forth. Bing, 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 bing. Oh, yeah. So Kim, Ray J, and Kim. We really got off track there. Chris, Ray J, and Kim. So Ray J came out and he was like, this whole lie that you've been telling is the biggest lie in the industry ever.
Period.
And, you know, Kim and Chris, they always act like it was a leaked sex tape. That it was against their will and this and that. And they were very upset, crying on the... first episode of Keeping Up with the Kardashians, that's what this was about, was her crying about a leaked sex tape. And here it is. It's the first episode.
Yeah.
And it was planned.
It was, yeah, of course
Kris Jenner had her little devil wings and horns out. You know what I mean? Shoot.
She's horny.
It was so good. And I love the Hulu. I love it.
Ew, it's so I love bad. It. It's cringe,
I love, bro. I love it. It's better. So the Kardashians on Hulu, if you haven't watched it, watch it. First episode, I was like, I don't know what to think. I don't know. Second episode, I was like, it was getting good. Third episode, I'm like, okay, now I'm hooked. Fourth, I'm like, come on. Hurry up, Hulu. They're weekly episodes, so I'm sick of the waiting.
Anyways, talk to you later.
And now it's time for the... Amanda, please! Isaiah, take the microphone and go.
Okay, so the other day, about, what, a week and a half ago, Amanda posted an Instagram live story. Our time, 6 a.m. Her time, 2 a.m.
Okay, right? This was shocking. 4, 5.
No, 3 a.m. Her time, 3 a.m. Our time, 6 a.m. And in the Instagram story, she's like, so I just kicked Paul out of my house. He told me he was off his medication and he broke into his mother's house and vandalized her house and broke all her pictures and put salmon under her bed.
Oh my God. No, she did say that.
And then she goes, I also found his huge stash of cocaine, crack cocaine.
Oh my God.
He's been using for the last 6 months. He needs serious help.
Oh my God.
I kicked him out of my house.
Oh my God.
That was the
end. It was shocking. It's not funny. We're like giggling because Isaiah is just, it's crazy.
I'm spot on.
The fucking, you are spot on. The salmon and everything.
About an hour later, our time. So now it's like 8 o'clock our time, 4 o'clock their time. He posts a video, completely dark. Paul, you cannot see anything. You can just hear him go, hey, y'all, just listen. It's bullshit. Fucking shit. Just leave it alone. Leave it alone.
Oh my God.
That was it.
Yeah, yeah. Then, oh my God, you're an actor. That was good. You guys hear that?
Like a few hours later, like 3 or 4 hours later, Amanda posts another video and she says, she posts another video and she goes, correction. Because in the first video, she had said that he was looking up mother-son porn.
That's like Oedipus shit.
Oedipus?
Oedipus is the Greek mythology who...
Megan, no one gives a fuck. Just call it incest.
He was fucking his mother. And yeah, then when he realized, he gouged his eyeballs out.
So she said, correction, he was not looking at mother-son porn. He was looking up MILFs. And when I looked at his phone, it just popped up as mother-son porn. Anyway... And then she goes, and he is not on drugs. We took a test from CVS, and he came out clean. Boom. Then 2 hours after that, Paul posts another video, and he goes, hey, I'm here with Amanda. You know, I'm in law school. I'm talking completely different, completely normal, but doesn't show he's with Amanda.
Yeah, he just looks in the direction of a driver's seat. And he's like, I'm here with Amanda. And it's silent.
Yeah,
nobody's
it's
there.
Very weird. And then, whatever. That was it.
They were seen in LA kissing and holding hands
that day. A few days after that, Amanda posts another video. She goes, Paul is clean. He's in law school. I should not have said anything about him doing crack. No. She didn't say he's clean. She said, oh, no. All right. She actually said, Paul is clean. He hasn't done crack in 2 weeks. In 2 weeks. That shit happened a week and a half ago.
That was a relapse.
Yeah. So she goes, he has not smoked crack in 2 weeks. He's clean. And he's in law school and he's doing great.
Oh my God.
I'm worried for Amanda.
So is her family.
You know.
And they said that they had a lot of violent interactions.
Yeah.
911 calls.
I'm sure.
911 calls.
And cops have come to the house.
Yeah.
I don't know what's going to happen.
Oh, my God. It's not funny.
I just hope she's not on drugs.
Yeah.
Megan, it's going to be very hard to stay off drugs when you have somebody who's doing drugs.
Now, she just got out of her 9-year conservatorship where her mother was looking after her personal decisions and
medical decisions.
And medical.
And financial until the last 3 years.
Since 2019.
17, 18, 19, 20.
5 years.
So for the last 4 years, she had control of her estate.
Finances, yeah.
But the mother was still making her personal and financial decisions, meaning if she wanted to get married, she couldn't.
Because remember when she was.
Looks like a good idea.
Yeah.
To not let her make personal and financial decisions. when she's behaving erratic like this.
This is how she was when we were in college.
No, she was not. She was worse than this. Worse.
Then.
She was literally going to Nordstrom in a wig. Fucked up wig and a plain white t-shirt with nothing under.
Oh, no.
And glasses. She was worse then.
Yeah. It was bad.
Yeah.
I remember. Now. She was like, I want Drake to murder my vagina, please. Yes.
She was covering her smoke detectors in her apartment.
Throw a bong at her window.
You know.
Lit a house on fire and doused her dog in gasoline.
Doused, yeah.
Oh my God.
In gasoline.
So she's better now, I mean.
I mean, but yes. But clearly
but
she
she's
has
making
somebody.
Private
it's not.
News,
it's
public.
Not. That's not what it is, Megan. She is. She
it's
is.
A shit you don't talk about online.
She is. With someone that can ruin this progress.
Yeah.
The reason she's behaving like this is because somebody in her life is making her behave like this because of the way they're behaving.
That's her fiance.
Now think about it. If she was with somebody who was rational and stable,
she wouldn't be doing
this. She wouldn't be posting this because there's nothing. There's only happy things to post.
Yeah, you're right.
You know? Mm-hmm. So she's only doing this because somebody in her life is causing her distress.
And he needs to go.
And he needs to get the fuck out of here.
Oh, no.
Kick him out!
Come on, Amanda.
Get out of here.
Amanda, please. Please, Amanda. Leave Paul. Listen to us. I know you want this rap career and you could do it. Team up with Cardi B. She would love you. She
Imagine.
Would. She would love you. She would take your hand and be like, come here,
Imagine
honey child.
Like a video. Cardi B is like, da 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 da. And then Amanda comes. Amanda, please.
That would be
Amanda,
the biggest
Amanda,
sensation.
Amanda, please.
Leave
Paul. Amanda, please. Amanda, please.
She would bring her on tour. You know Cardi B would do that for Amanda Bynes.
Anyway.
That's the biggest sensation. Leave
we're,
Paul.
We're getting sidetracked here. Right,
no,
we
look
move
at
on.
What one hit of a bong does to us. Hey.
Anyway. And now it's time for the Britney notification of the week.
Yeah.
Britney has officially said that by the end of the year, her book will come out.
So Christmas.
Hopefully.
That'll get the sales.
That'll be a Christmas miracle.
Isaias, I know but, what I'm getting you for Christmas.
That are you kidding me? If
you're
it's
gonna
not,
pre-order that.
Of course that. Are you on drugs?
Yeah, but
are
I'll.
You on crack? Have you been hanging out with Paul?
Wait, can I pre-order it for you?
Maybe. Maybe I just want my own book.
And I'm going to give it to you. And I'm going to order my own copy.
And I want
to,
like...
I gave you the Jamie Lynn.
It's still here. We can burn it if you want.
No, I'm saying I gave it to you.
We could do some voodoo on it. Ooh. I think that will work.
Give her a mustache. Every picture. Let's do it. Oh, my God. And then post a TikTok of it. Like a burn
Let's
bug.
Let's just literally just post a mustache in every picture of Jamie Lynn and post it.
yes. And also, by the way, now we have 3 TikToks to work on today. We're good. See, when we're together and we have alcohol and we're creative here.
This is literally not going
to
happen.
Who wants to work at the Twerk Studio?
Anyway.
Call into the podcast at 201-956-4108.
And follow us on Instagram at Whistle Why You Twerk Podcast.
And follow our TikTok at Whistle Why You Twerk Pod.
And follow us on Twitter at WWYT Podcast.
And follow our YouTube at Whistle Why You Twerk Podcast.
And don't forget to email us. Whistle Why You Twerk Podcast at gmail.com.
Woo! You hear that, everybody? That we got a whole platform behind us, so follow us because we're a lot of fun. All
right. Apparently, also, the wedding date is set
for Sam and Brittany.
Brittany. And Brittany posted on Instagram that you will not know until the next day.
You think that's going to really happen?
I mean, it's not like she has a ton of people behind her.
She's quiet, yeah.
And she's probably used to signing NDAs.
Secrets.
So, yeah. And I think it's going to be in, like, July.
I think a she's summer
gonna,
wedding. Because she
I
wants
think
a
she's
short...
she's going to get married pregnant.
She wants a short dress.
Because the baby's not going to be born until January.
Oh, wow. So before the book deal. Yeah, it's probably... Well, Donatella keeps coming over to her place.
Yeah, she's already been there twice. That we know of.
And we've seen the veil.
She had her fucking cat on it.
What is she thinking?
Her fucking cat was laying on the Versace veil.
Oh, Donatella must have loved seeing that.
Seeing that. Anyway.
Ooh.
I don't know. I'm beside. Honestly, I saw that. What? And I was like, how dare you? I would pump that cag off. Cag.
Well, the claws, unless it's declawed.
No, she wouldn't do that.
So she has a clawed cat on a veil with mesh?
Crazy.
Is she...
I will punt that cat. I can't even speak cack. I said before. I would punt that cat.
Oh my God. That's one hit of weed.
I know, for real. It was two.
I feel different though. I mean, we've had Red Bulls, we've had Corona Seltzers.
Tons of stimulants.
Yeah, we feeling nice.
Anywho, all right. So right now we don't know anything about music. We don't know Britney's music.
Well, book
first. We don't
have
a date.
Book first.
I told you, book, baby. I think it's gonna be
baby book.
So she could have been pregnant longer than we think.
Yeah.
And it's all a joke.
She's so smart. She really is so smart.
I mean, she's been doing this for her entire life. At this point in her life, she's been doing this longer than she hasn't.
Yeah.
You know? You have
she
to
knows,
think about it like that. She knows more than
she doesn't
know
she social
does.
Media, though, but she gets
because
it.
Because no one could know. She literally just posted a post the other day saying, I had no idea what the selfie was, not knowing that she literally invented it.
Yeah.
Her and Paris Hilton invented the selfie.
Yeah.
Before that,
people
it
were
was
taking
portraits.
Your picture.
Yeah.
And she held the camera and went, say,
isn't
cheese.
Isn't that crazy? And she didn't even know that was like a thing. Because, and she came up with, she invented it. Crazy.
Crazy.
You got it wrong, but it's fine. It's fine. Shake it off. Anyway, and now I guess it's time for the
closing entree. Oh boy, do I got a closing entree for you, Isaiah.
Fuck you guys, I'm high as shit.
No, you're not.
I'm so high, yes.
I'm
high. I'm a Corona Seltzer. I drank this fucking habanero hot sauce.
Oh, my God.
Earlier.
You also had habanero hot sauce. You wow.
My ass is going to be wilding out later.
So, Isaiah, this story is wild.
Wild. Olivia Wilde?
Wilder than that. Her story. So, a 34-year-old man from Indonesia had stomach pains and had agony while peeing. Okay, he goes to the hospital, and there's an iPhone charging cord stuck in his urethra because while he was masturbating, he got sexual pleasure from it, but it got tangled in his bladder, and he couldn't get it out. So the doctors went, and they, took it out. I don't know how. I'm sure it was painful, but he got out, released the next day. But, it got a 3-foot... charging cord got stuck in his
bladder,
tangled up. And they came up with a name for it, believe it or not, and it's called polyembolical oilomania.
Urethra's castle.
Oh my God. So the
Nathan, stick it back up there. Plug it up.
Do you smell it?
Yes.
It's bad. That's bad. It was because I ate that breakfast. Isaiah, have you ever stuck anything up your butt or urethra?
No. I'm not really into, toys and shit like that.
Like, this is kind of embarrassing, but, once I, stuck, a candlestick up my coochie.
Candlestick?
I mean, I don't know. It literally, it was
just
great.
Slipped. Damn, it's pretty lit down there, I guess.
And on that note, deuces! Whistle while you're twerking.